Unit 4. Technology Today and Tomorrow. Chapter 7. Robots, the Face of the Future. Page 107.
Osimo traveled to Edinburgh, Scotland, for the annual Edinburgh International Science Festival. The festival takes place in February every year. Thousands of people came to visit the festival, but most of them came to see Osimo. Osimo is very famous because Osimo is a robot. It is designed to run, climb stairs, and kick a soccer ball. It can even conduct an orchestra. In fact, when Yo-Yo Ma, the famous cellist, performed at a concert in Detroit, Michigan, Osimo was the conductor. Everyone at the concert was amazed, not only by Yo-Yo Ma, but also by Osimo. A robot is not a new idea. Scientists developed robots more than 60 years ago. For many years, robots have worked in factories. They do uninteresting jobs, such as packaging food or assembling cars. They are often used to do dangerous work as well. Most of these robots are shaped like machines. They do not look like people. However, Osimo looks like a person. In addition, it is equipped with the ability to recognize and remember people. While many countries are developing robots, Japan has the most robots of all. It is also developing more robots very quickly. In Japan, 20% of the people are over 65 years old. This means that a lot of Japanese people are senior citizens who no longer work. When people retire, robots can do their work. They can take care of the senior citizens, too. Japan hopes to have 1 million robots working in the country by the year 2025. A single robot can replace or do the work of 10 people. In the future, robots will become more useful and popular. Right now, you can't buy a robot to do all your work, but you can buy one to help you around the house. A few years ago, iRobot, an American company, announced that it has robots that can wash, sweep, or vacuum your floors. Although these robots do not look like people, they can work just as hard.
End of CD 1.